well, you know, where everything's really exciting and unknown and, oh, my God, I love food so much. And Augusto the Gardener was there. It was the first time I met him was there. It was inspirational.
Yeah.
And it's a massive support from the local community. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. It was a real memory for me too. So how was the response for you?
Yeah, it was amazing. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved being outside cooking, having the feedback straight away from the people and being, you know, with the music and this atmosphere of the festival. I loved it. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, let's do it. And so we found other gigs, but the person who helped me starting it just stopped.
Okay.
And it wasn't for him, and I just thanked him for the idea, and now I'm here.
Okay.
On.
So from all the, how long ago was that? Was it about
4 years ago?
4 years. What have you seen in 4 years? Like your journey of, is it your lifeblood? Is that business, you know, serving you?
Yeah.
So how did you find it starting business, and how did you get through those initial periods of startup? I mean, that sounds like a...
I did the first 2 years pretty quiet.
Okay.
Like I still had another job and I was just doing slowly. I was a bit afraid, really.
Okay.
And then I thought, okay, if I really want to do that, I have to quit my job. I have to just put all my energy into it. And it just went bang, really well straight away.
Okay, so it was a decision.
I had really good answer straight away, yeah.
Wow, cool. And where have you... what have you cultivated in that time from that, you know, 4 years ago till now? What have you learned through feedback, through people, through trialing recipes? And yeah, you could share something about that.
I think the most complicated thing I find in working is managing stuff, because that's not what I was thinking about doing. You know, I'm happy cooking, I'm happy socializing and organizing. I'm a Capricorn, so all the organization is easy. But then the staff is a lot. It's like a whole job in itself.
Absolutely.
It's massive, and I didn't expect that. So
okay.
that's my main, you know, challenge.
Well, good on you.
But liking it still.
Yeah.
You know, I find really nice French girls that I can work with and find really good friends at the end.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
I think people are fabulous and I love them. And sometimes we can learn to adapt and mold each other, and sometimes not. People are kind of set in certain ways and structures. I think it's good to have the ability to tune into what type of people you want in your sphere and who's going to serve the vision that you see, and allow them to come to you. I'm speaking from my own experiences. Like, if I look at my own journey in the last 5 years, I mean, the people who are around now are awesome human beings, and they're magnetized somehow. It's not like we put ads out saying, hey, come and be part of this. It's more like we just do it, and we just go share the love, and they come. So I think that maybe from my understanding of how you operate, that energy that's exchanged when you're at the New Brighton Farmers Market. I mean, we do a ritual there every Tuesday.
Yeah.
So we get to peek over while we're having breakfast and just go, this woman, like, week in, week out, is just vibing, you know, vibing in a positive, smiley, hey, how are you? Oppa. Packed, not packed, doesn't matter. The energy is like this consistent. And I just want to commend you for that.
Thank you.
I know how challenging it can be being in food and then having pressure and all these circumstances, and sometimes things go wrong, and when you're in the front of the public, you got to pull your center and hold it and ground into your one point and go, yep, I'm going to just own my stuff here and be awesome. And yeah, so thank you for that. I feel it's time to share the community service announcement. So let's move on into that segment. Yasu.
Bay FM presents today's community service announcements.
As part of ScreenWorks' commitment to create opportunities for film crew and screen practitioners in the Northern Rivers, they have devised a deadlock attachment program which will offer 9 young screen practitioners the opportunity to work on the production of Deadlock. Deadlock will be directed by Billy Pleffer, mentored by Tony Tills of Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries, an Underbelly series. For further information, contact Lisa O'Meara on 6687 1599 or email events@screenworks.com.au.
Artists, the Deaf Society will be running a sign language first course for beginners starting on May the 10th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Malambimbi Neighbourhood Centre. For information and to enrol, go to deafsocietynsw.org.au or call the Deaf Society on 6622 4028.
The next meeting of the Northern Rivers Day Prostate Cancer Support Group will be held on Monday the 15th of May, 10 a.m. to noon. Alstonville Bowling Club, Deegan Drive, Alstonville. Guest speaker is Alan Britt, and this is a great opportunity to share, learn and benefit from other people's experiences. Men diagnosed with prostate cancer and their partners or carers are most welcome to attend. Inquiries, phone Gordon on 0415 664649 or Pat on 0411 667104.
Come along to the 7th annual Mother's Day Tree Plant, planting 1,000 trees for all mothers, past, present and future. Meet at Jerombo Hall, Malambimbi, Sunday, May 14th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bring along drinking water and gloves. Wear long sleeves and long pants and protective footwear. Barbecue and refreshment will be available and there will be free music.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you, Cecile.
Community service announcements on Bay FM is a free service for local charities and non-profit organisations. To place an announcement, simply bring it into the station or fax it to 66858399 or email it to csa@bayfm.org.
It's time for music break, Cecile. What's this track we've got coming up, sister?
Oh, he's a very known French singer, probably not known at all here. He's called Renaud, and he's one of my favorite ones. He's quite old, and my mum was already really into that, and yeah.
So we're honoring a bit of mama and the French culture. Awesome. You're listening to The Belly Show, and this is Sister Brother Elias Opa.
Il veut te piquer ta pelle et ton seau, ta couche culotte avec les bons becs dedans. Lolita, défends-toi, fous-y un coup de râteau dans le dos. Attends un peu avant de te faire emmerder par ces petits machos qui pensent qu'à une chose, jouer au docteur non conventionné. J'y ai joué aussi, je sais de quoi je cause. Je les connais bien, les playboys des bacs à sable. Je draguais leur mère avant de connaître la tienne. Si tu les écoutes, ils te feront porter leur cartable. Heureusement que je suis là, que je te regarde et que je t'aime. Lola, je suis qu'un fantôme. Quand tu vas où je suis pas, tu sais, maman, que je suis Morgane. Faire tatouer des machins qui me font comme une bande dessinée sur la peau. J'ai écrit ton nom avec des clous dorés, un par un planté dans le cuir de mon blouson, dans le dos. T'es la seule seule gonzesse que je peux tenir dans mes bras, sans démettre une épaule, sans plier sous ton poids. Tu pèses moins lourd qu'un moineau qui mange pas, déploie jamais tes ailes, Lolita t'envole pas. Avec tes miches de rat qu'on dirait des noisettes, et ta peau plus sucrée qu'un pain au chocolat, tu risques de donner faim à un tas de petits mecs quand t'iras à l'école, si jamais t'y vas. J'achète un ami Pierrot. Hey, les bébés ça se trouve pas dans les magasins. Je crois pas que ta mère voudra que je lui fasse un petit dans l'eau. Ben quoi Lola, on n'est pas bien ensemble. Tu crois pas qu'on est déjà bien assez nombreux. T'entends pas ce bruit, c'est le monde qui tremble sous les cris des enfants qui sont malheureux. Allez viens avec moi, je t'embarque dans ma galère. Dans mon arche, y'a de la place pour tous les marmots. Avant que ce monde devienne un grand cimetière, faut profiter un peu du vent qu'on a dans le dos.
FM and Byron Shire, a meeting place for people and ideas from around the world.
You're listening to The Belly Show. Yasu and Opa to Cecile, and she's from Peace, Love and Crepes. And what was that track, Cecile?
Oh, it's Renaud. He's an old singer, but he's in every French people's head. He's very popular.
Great.
Yeah.
It sounded awesome. What was he singing about?
He was singing about his daughter, Lolita, and about himself as being a bad boy, but being so in love with his daughter.
Ah, oh, yeah. That's cute. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much. And so we're on the topic of peace, love, and crepes. Maybe we should talk about that. What does that mean? How did this come about for you? What's the name? And
yeah, so it could just sound very, very natural to call this like that in Baran, it
sure
fits for sure, but there's a story behind.
Okay, great.
So just after I met this person who introduced me to this, who offered me to start the business, and we did this, just before that, my mom had passed.
Oh, wow.
And so I went back to France, and luckily I was there for her, and she passed my head on her heart. And when I came back to her place at night, I had a message of her, and she said that where she was, there was only peace and love.
Wow.
And also where we were, but it was a bit harder to see. She knew it because she had struggled all her life to feel it.
Right.
And but she gave me some peace and love. She said, I give you peace and love.